This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thanks again to Greg Wyshynski for joining us the last segment. His Caps coverage was brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now.
So yesterday, EB brought up trapped gas.
Mm-hmm.
He was having some stomach issues.
Well, I just felt bloated. And what I realized was I couldn't burp or fart.
So I saw this story this morning and thought
stuck,
of you, EB.
Quite a conundrum. I was stuck.
And it's a good headline. It grabbed my attention, so I checked it out. Then I thought of you. Why this practice is being hailed as the secret to healthy aging.
Mm.
It may sound silly, but physicians say farting on the street following a meal can help to improve long-term health.
Ooh, well, is that just because you're walking?
I should be uber healthy then.
Crop dusting.
I mean,
it's good for your health.
I almost got Valdez. I think it was yesterday or the day before, where he was walking by the green room, and I was in the green room, and my butt was facing away from him. And you know,
nature called.
He's walking by, so I just stayed where I was, yeah. Did my thing, and I told Valdez, "You're welcome," because I could have walked out in front of you and done, and you could have been walking in my wake. Right. And I chose not to do that.
Dr. Tim.
That would have been rude.
Dr. Tim Tiotin from New York City's.
His name is Tim Tiotin.
T-I-U-T-A-N.
It's a weird name. Yep. It's a lot of tis
Tim
in his name.
Tiotin.
Okay.
T-T.
From New York City's Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center.
That
said, walking after meals promotes intestinal motility or movement of our intestines to get rid of gas and prevent constipation.
Okay, that tracks, I guess.
So you eat, you go for your walk, you fart.
Yeah, but I don't know how that hurts your long-term health if you're constipated. I mean, I guess.
How quickly do you have to walk after eating? Like, do you have to wait 30 minutes? Do you have to do it immediately after you have your last bite?
I don't know. I know that they say that if you go for like even just like a 10 or 15-minute walk after dinner every night, it's like great for you.
Hmm.
Great for you.
My mom does that.
Yeah.
Ma Valdez does that?
Yeah. Very regimented.
I mean, walking is seriously one of the best things you can do, especially as you get older like us. You know, like, I don't really feel like going for a run, but I'll go for a walk. I'll go for a walk. No problem. I did that with the guys the other day.
I'll do both. I'm trying to get more back into running. Trying to do it 2 days a week.
I think running's great if you could still do it and you enjoy it. But if you can't, go for a walk. It's supposed to be great for you.
Mm. I walk my dog every day. I mean, I do plenty of walking. I do some running. I do some pickleballing, some tennis. Like, trying to stay active.
Do you fart during all of those activities?
100%. Of course I do. I probably lead the league in farts. So you've caught up to me recently.
No, I don't know. I honestly, I only keep track of it when it's like, some days you just like, you're a machine.
Sure.
And other days, you're fine. That you know, some days you just
depends
more,
on what you eat.
Some days you have more flatulent days, or just how your body processes it, or wherever you are. Yeah, some days you're just like oh my god, I can't stop.
Yeah,
you know what I'm doing here.
Sure.
And other days you don't even notice it.
Prolific.
Ever. Yeah, it's weird.
I'll tell you what messes with my stomach all the time, and I had it last night. I don't have it very often, but Chinese food in general.
I had Chinese food last night too.
We
went chicken with almonds and an egg roll. So good.
I had orange chicken and beef and broccoli.
Of course, hot mustard on the egg roll. I don't do sweet and sour. You don't like duck sauce.
I like that.
I like me some hot mustard.
I like a sweet.
I'm not too hot.
Are you now having rice with the meals?
I can now eat rice.
Think about that.
My life has been changed.
That guy changed your life forever.
Like if you went to Panda Express back in the day, they would say white rice or fried rice, and you'd be like, no rice.
Yeah, zero rice.
Now no Jerry.
No Jerry. No King. No. No. Whether. I'm trying to think of other rices. I can't.
No Roni.
Rice now.
Yeah.
I feel like, though, Cakes, when you go for a walk, because I think you've talked about this before with your dog, because I do think that is a great benefit. Like, I'm not a pet guy. To me, they're just a big pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. Joe Pete was over at the house. He was literally taunting me, trying to offer these rescue dogs that they have to my daughter.
Who rescued who, EB? Who rescued who?
He's showing her this beautiful dog. He goes, you want this dog? You want this dog?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, we don't want the dog.
No dogs.
I don't want the dog.
Yeah.
But I do think a benefit of, like you guys, you go for walks all the time. Yeah. And I know Joe people go like for a 30-minute dog walk every day in the morning.
Yeah. Sure.
I feel like yours are a little shorter, though. Don't you go for short ones?
Oh, no. We go walk for our dog twice a day, and they're each generally 30 to 35 minutes.
Well, that's great for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tickling 40.
That's actually great.
Yeah.
That's really good that you do that.
By the way, I can't believe that Cakes hasn't brought up the fact that the Commanders made a pretty big move, cutting Zane Gonzalez and signing Matt Gay. The money that they gave him.
They gave him a lot of money.
Is a record deal for kickers for a one-year deal, most guaranteed money for a kicker.
What did
for
they
one,
give him?
They gave him $4.25 million.
And he can make up to $5 million with incentives.
Guaranteed. That's the most ever given to a kicker in 1 year.
I'm just being Barry Sanders here. I'm crossing the goal line, and I'm flipping the ball to the ref. I'm acting like I've been there before. Mm. Like, I've been saying for the better part
you
of
have.
A year that Zane Gonzalez stunk. He was a temporary guy, and
now they got their guy for at least a year.
You can find kickers as long as you're looking hard enough.
Yeah, you say you could. No, that's not really what you said. You can find any bum off the street that could do it. It's essentially what you said.
I pretty much minimize kickers.
This guy, I don't actually know much about him. He's been around for a while.
He was a pro bowler with the Rams.
Yeah, he's been around for a while, super experienced.
He's been around six years.
Give him that kind of.
He was basically walking the streets. He was available. Well, that's my point.
Walking the streets. I mean, he kicked last year, a full season for the Colts.
But he was available. Two. They didn't have to draft him. They didn't have to trade for
didn't
him.
Didn't have to draft
they
him.
They just signed him off the street.
Well, he was a free agent, I guess. They hadn't, the Colts, who did the Colts sign? Do they currently have a kicker?
I'm sure they do.
Sure they do.
I don't know who their kicker is off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you who they have. But if he was so good, why didn't they keep him?
I don't know.
Maybe they just didn't want to spend
the money. I mean, if he got $4 million, that's a lot.
$4.25 million for a
kicker.
It's the most ever.
And those guys can be wonky.
So the Colts right now have got Spencer Schrader.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't know if they signed him off
Somebody drafted a kicker from Notre Dame.
Rookie. Think.
Didn't so they somebody draft a kicker or a punter in like the sixth round?
The Ravens.
Yeah.
The Ravens.
Tyler Loop.
Yeah. The Arizona kicker.
That's because you know who is bye-bye.
He's probably at a massage parlor right
JT.
Now.
JT.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I can't speak as to where he is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just thought you would crow about the fact that they went out and signed a kicker that people knew.
You don't always have to crow when you're right. You can just be right.
I was giving you some props.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I guess he could crow. I don't think it's unusual that they brought in another kicker, per se. I just thought he did a fine job.
No, it's not. No, what's unusual is how much they gave him guaranteed for 1 year.
I agree with that. I think that actually might be crazy. I also think
much they liked him.
I also think it's crazy that Caps have given so much to their two goalies over such a long period of time for a position that can be wonky also.
I'm curious, what the heck happened to Austin Seibert?
No doubt.
What?
What happened to Seibert? So Seibert
got hurt.
I know. But at one point, he was 28 for 30, right?
Oh, he was killing it.
Then he had the awful game against the Cowboys where he missed two extra points and missed mm-hmm. a field goal. Mm-hmm. So then they brought Zane Gonzalez back.
Mm-hmm.
And they put Seibert on the injured list for mm-hmm. 4 weeks. They said that he had a bad groin.
Mm-hmm.
Did he land anywhere?
Not that I know of.
Prior to, I mean, they had a lot of kickers.
Didn't he but come
prior
back
to Zane Gonzalez
after like he had gotten hurt, try yes. to come back?
It was the game. Yeah. It was the game that he missed the critical kicks against Dallas.
I guess they just lost their confidence in him.
But like, he was 28 for 30 before that.
He was great. He was a great find.
Did he go 7 for 7 in a game?
I maintain they did a great job juggling yes. that position. I also maintain it's not as easy as Cakes maintains to find a good one. But it looks like they've got one that's solid. So let's see. That's a lot of money to give
it is.
A guy that's kind of somewhat of a journeyman.
They're prioritizing it. They're yeah. showing you that it's important.
Right. Exactly.
Well, they also, but the
exactly
but the Colts also found out that they needed someone younger, maybe with a bigger leg. And they didn't. I don't think they drafted Schrader, but they signed Schrader. He's coming to Indianapolis as the number one. And they let Matt Gay go.
What are they doing with kickoffs now? If you boom one through the end zone, where does it start now? Did they change that again?
I think it's still the 30.
Starts at the 30. Yeah.
They were talking about tweaking it. I'm not sure that they did.
They did
make some rule change.
It's wild because they allegedly want to reduce impacts and all this, and they definitely did the rule change where they line up to kind of reduce these guys going at each other at 100 miles an hour. But they are encouraging returns by keep pushing back where you start if you boom one through. It's like they're speaking out of both sides of their mouth. Because I don't know if it is a benefit to boom one through the end zone if you're going to start at the 30 or 35 every time.
Yeah. But anyway, so the Commanders have their kicker for at least 1 year. And mm-hmm. these guys have been around 6 years, been with three different teams, pro bowler for the Rams. Signed a big deal with the Colts when he signed it,
mm-hmm.
but only was there for 2 years. Signed a 4-year deal. He was only there 2 years.
I was waiting for you to play that.
Yeah, I can use these clips again.
You want to be gay with me?
I mean, they come back in style.
When we went around the room and graded, and again, we all agreed that grading a draft is silly because you don't know what these guys are going to do. But you, it's an exercise to do anyway.
Oh, by the way, JP, you're incorrect. The touchbacks are moving to the 35.
Okay. Right, so it's even less important to have a big leg, it seems like.
Not the 30.
Right?
Yeah, because you want
start at the 35.
They want the
that
kick
used to be the penalty for kicking it out of bounds.
They want the right. kick to land at like the 2, so
no,
the guy returns
the 40.
It.
40 is even more punitive.
They've done it again. They upped it. But
it's
used
that,
to be
it's
the
been
35.
That way for a while now. Yeah. I'm not sure how long, but yeah. you kick it out of bounds like a donk. They start at the 40.
Right. Well, 35 ain't much better. So there's not that big benefit of kicking it out of bounds.
It's encouraging your kicker to land it in the, I guess they call it the landing zone.
So the guy guys can bring that it out. Have the monster legs that might be a little inconsistent on some field goals, but at least he booms it out of the end zone every time, that's less important.
It's way less important.
And they did the research, and there was, if they penalize the teams for kicking it to the end zone to the 35, that would double the rate from last year.
I mean, Matt Gay's
of actual
target,
returns.
Like, yeah, but I thought they were wanting to limit returns.
I know, because they wanted to limit injuries.
Yeah.
No, you can't believe anything they say. They want less injuries, but somehow they want more returns.
Right.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
So hold on, I want to just get back.
Well, the way they're lined up initially,
it
like,
doesn't reduce impact,
minimize
a little bit.
The huge collision.
I don't know. They still get hit. Those returners still get pummeled.
But at least they're not going 50 yards at each other.
True. Right.
But when we went around the room, and we all went around and kind of graded them, right? Even though it's kind of silly.
Graded the Commanders draft?
Yeah. What would you, if you had to, what would you give them?
I mean, off the top of my head, I'd give it a B plus.
Okay, I agree with that.
I like what they did.
Jason?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Since they only had the 5 picks and two of those picks were 6th and 7th round, I'd give it a B.
B? Okay, JP?
Yeah. Same.
Same. I think
I'm not going to give it an A because same.
I think I would give it a B plus because I think they did get 2 first rounders. But it only had 5. But anyway, I watched Jay Gruden. I love Jay. And Jay graded it. He also gave him a B. Yeah, but he gave him a B because he still thinks they should have drafted an edge rusher.
That's what I was
Can
thinking.
Anybody clear this up for me? Is it Trey Amos or Amos? I've heard
to
both.
Me, it's the same. I'm not that particular.
I had heard Amos.
Amos? But all right, I'll just call him Trey Amos.
I don't know. You have to Google.
I think Warren Sharp was jocking that pick. He loved that pick.
Dude, that guy's committed to his mustache.
He loves the ironic porn star mustache.
Warren Sharp.
Kind of his thing. Yeah.
No, Amos, I'm telling you, that's why I give it such. I'm so positive. They got two first rounders for
sure. If they would have had a third round pick and they would have picked up a good edge rusher, then I probably would have bumped that up. But the fact that
I'm
they
excited
didn't get one,
about the guy they got from Tech,
Jalen Lane. Yeah, he's
on paper. Good player. On paper, he looks like somebody they could use as a gadget guy, return guy. Anytime you add speed, I'm excited.
Kind of makes you wonder what their plans are for McCaffrey, because if Lane starts taking those reps that McCaffrey had, they clearly didn't love McCaffrey as a returner. Because that's why they drafted Lane.
I think he'll replace him as a returner.
Yeah, but how much is
and
he
also replace Crowder.
Correct. But we'll see.
Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us here on the Junkies.